1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Since this is our Lord's exhortation, let us on this election day lift our hearts in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, "Woe to those who call evil good," and yet that's exactly what we as a nation have done. We have inverted your values. We have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it moral pluralism. We have worshipped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and called it an alternate lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have neglected the needy and called it self-preservation. We have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. We have abused power and called it political savvy. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed your values and called it enlightenment. O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. We have not obeyed your voice, O Lord our God, nor walked in your laws, nor sat before you and listened to your apostles and prophets. We deserve only your judgment. And yet, you direct us to pray, "Search us, O God, and know our heart. Try us and know our disquieting thoughts, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me, us, in the way everlasting." Praise then be to you, that knowing all our wicked thoughts, you have provided the way everlasting, declaring, "If you confess your sins, I am faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness." Lord our God, turn us then from our iniquities and enable us to understand, to believe, and to follow your saving truth. In your mercy, let your anger and fury be turned away. Turn this nation from false philosophies, moral corruption, and the mockery of your name. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being able to peacefully vote for our own government. Guide and bless all who vote today and the results of that election, so that those elected may wisely serve to punish those who do evil and to reward those who do good, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence, and that your gospel above all may have a prosperous path. Direct this election then, Lord, according to your mercy. Grant us wise and faithful rulers, and strengthen and sustain them to continue ruling well. Provide unity, wisdom, and courage to work together to seek resolution for the difficult decisions before our nation. Grant us the renewed trust in your providence to honor those who are elected as your representatives, and to be submissive in all things that are not contrary to your word. Lord, should you determine to bring your righteous judgment on our land, teach us to recognize that the cause of all such woes are our own sins, and turn our hearts ever to the redeeming blood of Christ that washes us clean from sin and guilt, that our focus may ever remain on His kingdom and not this earth. Keep us, O Lord, securely in the secret place of your gracious pavilion. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servants, our supplications, and for Jesus' sake, cause your face to shine on your church, though we are but a desolate flock. O our God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the church which is called by your name. For we do not present these supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, O Lord, for your church and your people are called by your name. We ask this in the name of your Son, our living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 579.